This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, I'm Shipra from Mint's personal finance team and welcome to Why Not Mint Money podcast. Taxpayers have to pay advance tax through the year in 4 installments on the estimated income that they will earn in that financial year. It is different from TDS, and the onus of correctly calculating and paying advance tax falls completely on the taxpayer. So who has to pay it? How much is it? And what happens if you don't pay it on time? To answer all these and more questions on advance tax, Sudhakar Sethuraman, who is a partner at Deloitte, has joined us today as the expert speaker.
Hi, welcome to Why Not Mint Money, a personal finance podcast where we help you understand basic money concepts and share strategies for you to build your wealth. So let's get started on your money journey.
Hi Sudhakar, welcome to Why Not Mint Money.
Hi Shipra, good to connect with you.
So let's start by understanding, when is a taxpayer supposed to pay advance tax?
Advance tax is based on the concept of pay as you earn, which is there prevalent with many of the countries. Generally, advance tax is required to be paid in India over 4 installments. Every assessee is required to estimate the current income for the year, compute the taxes in the manner prescribed, and pay it over the 4 installments. While computing the taxes, the assessee can claim deduction for taxes which are withheld by the payer of that income to the individual, or taxes which are under the TCS mode. Right. If the resultant tax dues are 10,000 rupees or more, then the individual or the assessee is required to pay advance tax in 4 installments, as I said, within the prescribed timelines. There is one exception to this. Advance tax is not required for an individual who meets the following conditions. The individual should qualify as a tax resident of India during the relevant tax year. The individual should be 60 years or more at any time during the tax year, the so-called senior citizen individuals. And the individual should not derive any income from profits and gains from business or profession. So individual who fulfills these categories are not required to pay advance tax.
Right. Can you please tell us about the 4 installment schedules? When is it to be paid, and what is the percentage of tax that needs to be paid?
Right. I think the installments are, advance tax computed by the taxpayer, I mentioned, should be paid in 4 installments. And these installments are falling in the month of June, September, December, and March. Assessees are expected to pay not less than 15% of their taxes by 15th of June, 45% of the aggregate taxes by 15th of September, 75% of the taxes by 15th of December, and 100% of the taxes by March. While computing the tax dues for the second, third, and fourth installments, which are nothing but 15 June, 15 December, and 15th March, the assessee can adjust the advance taxes that are paid till the previous installments. For example, if I am paying advance tax for my 15th of December, I can deduct the taxes that are paid by 15th of June, and the balance, if any, should be paid by the 15th of December installment. In case of assessees who are carrying on business or profession which are subject to presumptive taxation under Section 44AD or Section 44ADA of the Income Tax Act, then it is adequate and they would be fully compliant if 100% of the taxes are paid by 15th of March. These assessees are not expected to pay the taxes in the other three installments.
So as you rightly mentioned, that advance tax on income estimates. So what happens if income estimates go wrong in one of the installments, especially in the last installment, because one doesn't get their Form 26AS until May of next financial year. It doesn't get updated until next financial year. So what happens in that case?
Okay, right. There could be consequences also for this. And there are certain beneficial provisions as well to take care of the income estimation. Let me try to answer both, right? Under the Income Tax Act, non-payment or short payment of advance tax would attract interest under Section 234B and 234C. You will have a situation of a short payment where the income that you estimated for the year is going to fall short of the actual income that you earned the year. And you would have paid your advance tax based on the estimates, whereas your actual income is going to be much more. So as a result, there is going to be interest obligation, which will be falling on the individuals, as well as on the corporate trustees. The point to be noted is there is one exception which is given. If the individual or the corporate taxpayer is deriving any of the following income, then they are expected to pay advance tax only in the remaining installments and not will be subject to interest for the previous installment. Incomes in the nature of capital gains, income from winning from lotteries and crossword puzzles, income from dividend from domestic companies, and income from business or profession which accrues or arises at any time for the first time in the tax year. Let me give an example to this. If Mr. A earns capital gains by selling shares on 1st of January, then he will not be charged with interest for failure to estimate and pay advance tax in the first, second, and third installments. It is adequate if Mr. A pays the entire tax dues on account of this capital gain income by 15th of March. Similarly, there is also another leeway or a window which is given, which is applicable for the all of the income category. All right. If, for example, the installment which is due by June is 15%, that is the minimum advance tax which is due by, you know, by 15th of June. Right, 15%. If suppose on account of change in estimates, if the assessee is going to pay 12% or more by 15th of June and 36% or more by 15th of September, then it will amount to sufficient complaints and the individual will not be required to pay interest under Section 234B of the Income Tax Act. This section that I said will charge 1% per month interest. And normally, for the first three installments of advance tax, it would be 3 months interest per installment that would arise.
Right. So this, you know, this example that you took, what if somebody makes capital gains after 15th March? That is between 15th March and 31st March.
That's well and good. They can pay the taxes by 31st of March and then they can be fully compliant with the interest obligation. They would not be charged with any 234C interest.
Right. So coming back to the interest penalties that you just mentioned under 234B and 234C, can you please break it down for our listeners? You know, what, how are they two different and under which conditions do each one of these kick in?
Yeah. So see, first let me talk about 234C interest. 234C interest will arise where the advance tax, which are payable in four installments, either it is not paid or whatever is paid is falling short of the income which is filed in the tax return. In that situation, the individual or the corporate assessee will be subject to interest under Section 234C. The rate of interest is going to be 1% per month. Let's say, for example, I as an individual have not paid my advance tax, which is due by 15th of September, but I paid the other three advance taxes, then I will be subject to tax for the failure, subject to an interest for the failure to pay the 15th September interest advance tax by interest to the tune of 1% for 3 months. So effectively, I will be paying 3% interest. So in short, 234C is for short payment or non-payment of advance tax installments. 234B is a different section altogether. What it provides is if 90% of the taxes are not paid by 31st of March, right, then at least 90% are not paid by 31st of March, then the individual or the corporate will be subject to interest at the rate of 1% per month from 1st of April following the tax year till such time the taxes are settled. Imagine a situation where I have about a tax liability of 100,000 rupees and there is a taxes deducted to the tune of 60,000. The balance 40,000 I should have ideally paid by way of advance tax or at least before 31st of March, but I have not done both. In that situation, I will be charged with interest on the installment dues under Section 234C, plus on 40,000, I will be charged with 1% per month under Section 234B from April till such time I make good this tax payment to the regulators. That's how both the sections will work.
Right. One more question. So if somebody is paying, say, belated returns, now what happens in belated returns is that you cannot opt for the new tax regime. So let us assume a situation that, you know, somebody calculated their tax liability as per the new regime, but did not file their taxes by the due date, which was 31 July. And now that they have to mandatorily file it under the old regime, they might arise a tax liability because, you know, the tax rates under the old regime are higher compared to the new regime. In that case, if there's a pending tax liability, how much interest will they be required to pay, and if whether it will kick in from the first installment, which is 15 July, or will it kick in only after the 31st March period?
See, if the return is not filed by that within the due dates, right, the option of going for a new regime will not arise. Right. Automatically, when the return is filed, the individual will be assessed to tax under the old regime. And when somebody is reviewing the return, they would look at the fact that advance taxes are not paid right from the first installment, or there is a short payment or a non-payment right from the first installment. That's how the review exercise will happen. So consequently, the individual will be liable for interest both under Section 234C for short payment or non-payment of advance tax during the four installments, as well as under Section 234B from 1st of April till August, assuming that the taxes are paid in August and a return is filed in August, then the interest liability will be there for 5 months from April under 234B.
Right, understood. So coming to the last question of the podcast, you know, so as to ensure that the income estimation is right and, you know, the taxpayers don't have to go through the hassle of paying extra interest, what is the right way of calculating advance tax, you know, the best way to calculate advance tax so that income estimations don't go wrong? Which kind of documents can the taxpayers refer to, and any such tips that you can give?
See, I think all this calls for is some amount of homework on the internal financing is what is required. All right. And the age-old saying is, who else can estimate your income if you can't do on your own, right? So first thing is, it calls for some amount of homework in terms of expecting what is the timeline and what is the expected income. You can always look into the past records or the investment pattern or the business, new business that you are starting this year. And then do a reasonable estimate of when it comes to the advance tax payments. If something are on the cards, especially you are expecting that the sales would pick up in your business or profession in the second quarter, given your nature of business, then you need to expect. So the estimation assumes a lot of significance and some amount of time has to be devoted for that. While maintaining documentation can only be a defense in the case of any inquiry or a review by the tax authorities, but that is not a solution to follow. The discipline is the most important thing which is required at the stage. So I would suggest that a periodic review of the internal financing and the revenue and income expectations is what would be the need of the hour.
Right. All right. So that brings us to the end of the podcast. Thanks a lot, Sudhakar, for joining us. It has simplified the whole concept of advance tax for them. Thank you very much for joining us today, Sudhakar.
Thanks, Shipra. Thank you so much.
That brings us to the end of today's episode. If you would like to know more about this topic or make a suggestion of a personal finance topic that you would like us to cover, I can be reached at Twitter under the username of Shipra Singh Saurath, and on LinkedIn at Shipra Singh. Thank you for tuning in. See you in the next episode.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Having a team feels like having your own live-in influencer. Somehow you know the latest makeup trend and the fact that skinny jeans are not the most flattering pants. Now it's time for you to show them what's up, thanks to Domino's. From April 22nd through April 28th, carry out as many large two-topping pizzas from Domino's as you want for only $6.99 each. And teach your kiddo that saving money and Domino's pizza will never go out of style. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.